Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
U.S. Coast Guard personnel, guardsmen, and cadets are not being paid during the government shutdown. Coast Guard is the only branch of the military not receiving paychecks because they're actually part of Homeland Security.
Oh.
And try having your check just not come in.
Hmm. Oh, what do you do?
Not great.
No, it's bueno.
So how can we help Carrie at the Coast Guard's on the show? Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
It's my privilege to be able to serve. You know, I started my Coast Guard career there in Connecticut and attribute a lot of, you know, what was later 36 years of active duty service with a foundation right there in New London. So it's a privilege to be on the phone with you this morning.
36 years.
Ooh. Wow.
I started when I was 5 years old.
I was going to say, I was thinking 10, but okay.
How can we help?
So this is a challenging time for everybody. And so there's a lot of help that everybody can be a part of. The first thing is, if you have a business, you know, we are asking businesses to provide free meals to the Coast Guard, to open your beauty salons and hair, you know, barbershops. You know, if you want to have local fundraisers, that's a great thing. You need to check with Coast Guard ethics officials, but I think that there's a lot that neighbors can do for neighbors, and so that's the first thing. The second thing is if you do business with a Coast Guardsman, give them a break because this is not their fault. And so if you're the landlord of a Coast Guardsman, we very much ask you to delay their rent payments until they get paid. If a Coast Guardsman bought a car from your car dealership and they owe their car payment, you know, just delay it if you could for us. You know, everything that we can do to help delay this until such time that they are paid. And then, of course, your financial donations, which is what I'm here to talk about, and that is that Coast Guard Mutual Assistance is a 501c3. We've been around since 1924, and it began as an organization called the League of Coast Guard Women, and its mission is to provide financial help in time of need. And boy, it's never more a time of need. And so we're asking you, you know, anything, no donation is too small, and could use all of your support in that as well.
Pam, can we link up to that on ChazandAJInTheMorning.com?
Yep, we are up now.
Now, the Coast Guard recently, I think last week, put together a list of ideas for their members to save money or, you know, kind of survive during this government shutdown.
Right.
Did you like that list? What was your reaction to it?
My reaction to the list is what we at Mutual Assistance ask people to do when they're assessing their full finances is to take stock in which the things that you have control over are important. And in my assessment, that listing was yet one of the possibilities of something that could occur. And every single individual's situation is different. And so what might work for one family may not work for the best. And I think it was a list that was intended to give Coast Guardsmen options, and that is what I would expect all Coast Guardsmen to do, is just look at options.
You sound like you're being very good at saying, eh.
It's called being diplomatic.
I saw the list. I'm like, this is, you know, someone signs up, they give their life to the United States government, and they're like, this list, it just made me sad.
Yeah.
Like, walk dogs.
Yeah,
that was on the list. Do you remember what else was on there, Pam?
I believe babysit was
right.
One.
Were they 14 years old?
Yeah,
lawns,
it was like mow lawns. It was all stuff that like you might do in the summer when you're in seventh
clean
grade.
Clean gutters for the old lady next door.
Yeah. It was tough to read that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lemonade stand.
You would think
there?
The government would either A, put you guys under the umbrella of the military, or B, make it a law that you can't. Like if you're a car, you know, a loan, any kind of a finance company, you know, you're going to have to just be patient with the payments from anyone
exactly.
Who's a member of the Coast
Guard. Keep your shirt on rule. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep your shirt on rule. Yeah. All right, we're going to link up there. We're going to contribute, and we thank you very much for your service. Did you know, by the way, Pam is trying to get into the Coast Guard?
Is that right?
Yep.
Yes.
You've been warned. Now we're doing a service for you.
Good luck to you.
Here's our public service.
Now you'll love her.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, and really, I'm just so appreciative to have all your listeners, you know, be a part of this. They can reach us at www.cgmahq.org, and that stands for Coast Guard Mutual Assistance Headquarters.org.
All right, we'll look up. Yeah, well, so that'll be on WPLR.com and ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Do you have any advice for Pam? So I'm guessing 36 years ago when you joined, it was a lot harder for women, right?
It was not easy. I'll just put it that way. And I'm so proud that the Coast Guard has come so far. And like any organization, it has more work to do. I thought I'd get my education, get a family, get out of the Coast Guard. I got my education, I got my family, and I forgot to get out for a pretty long time.
Forgot the getting out part.
Well, that's what I forgot to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you hated it, you wouldn't have forgot to get out.
This is true, yeah.
Exactly.
Do you have any advice for Pam in boot camp?
Well,
wear boots.
Boot camp is at Cape May, New Jersey. And the wind blows there from about September and through May. And so try and not go during the winter there.
Oh, God.
But you can plan that. No, I heard about the wind blowing in Cape May. So I can't make it.
I talked to her like a year ago.
Yeah.
In your 36 years, is there a rescue or an adventure that sticks out in your mind? Like, in other words, if you were to write a book, it would probably be on this rescue?
I probably have a whole bunch of those. And they go from, you know, the real extreme cases. You know, the ones that break your heart are the ones that are sad, in which you can no longer search for someone's loved one. And to look them in the face, which is always what you do, and tell them that you can no longer search, it just breaks your heart. But, the Coast Guard's a small service and has limited resources. And then, you know, to the other side are one of the cases that I am so proud to be a part of. Down when I was stationed off of Miami one of the times, three fishermen left out right after Christmas, and they didn't come home that night. And where are you going to look for them? The family wasn't sure where they left out of, or where they went fishing. They didn't speak very, very much English. And so it was about 3.5 days of looking and looking. And even down there, the weather in the winter starts to get pretty rough, because the wind starts blowing all the time down there. And we were just about to stop searching when, out of the corner of an eye of a guy in an airplane, saw them. They were hungry, tired, and happy to be rescued. And so helicopter went and got them, brought them back. And there was not a dry eye in the house when that helicopter landed and those kids went out to see their dads. It was just an extraordinary moment.
Yeah.
Then there was a ton of pleasure boat left for a 3-hour tour with the skipper and Gilligan.
Yeah.
That was the ending.
Yeah. Pam got a little teary-eyed just hearing that story.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And Pam
wants to be the person going down, like lowering herself down the line from the helicopter.
I know it's not possible. Not this body. I read the physical requirements, and I was like, this body ain't doing that.
It looked like a Miley Cyrus video for Wrecking Ball.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for your service to the country, and hopefully this shutdown will, you know, hopefully they can get it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we wish that we could do more, but we're going to do all that we can do, and thanks to all of your listeners for doing what they can do. You know, any Coast Guard mission requires a team of people and a team of agencies to help. You've got the NOAA who's going to do the weather, and you've got the spouses that are going to help make sure that their Coast Guardsmen get to work safely and well-fed, and, you know, all of these different people that help tell them where to go search, and it's the same thing here. It's pulling together and helping our Coast Guard in need. It does break my heart. that civilian employees today will wake up and have a zero balance, you know, in their paycheck, and that tomorrow it appears that it's going to be the same way for the military members. And like I said, we're going to do all we can do, and thanks for all that you all are doing to help us out.
Well, we're linked up at ChazAJInTheMorning.com. Carrie, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right.
Thank you.